Good evening and welcome to eBible Fellowship's Bible study in the book of 3 John. Tonight is study number 14, and we'll be reading from 3 John verse 12. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record that ye know that our record is true. Now, here the Lord is giving us some insight into another man named Demetrius. Earlier, he had told us of Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence in the church and cast out God's people from the congregations. And so Diotrephes was an individual who was not of God, not aligned with the truth, but against the truth, contrary to the word of God. Now, contrasted with Diotrephes is a man named Demetrius. And Demetrius is a true believer from everything that God is saying here. We would make that conclusion. He is a true child of God, a man in whom is no guile, that is, someone who has truly been born again. Christ has saved him and given him a new heart and a new spirit. And as a result of the work of Christ on his behalf in transforming his life, Demetrius has good report of all men and of the truth itself. Now the word, the Greek word translated as good report is also the same word in verse 12 that's translated bear record. They're the same Greek word, or it's a translation of the same Greek word. And it's the same word that was found back in verse 6, translated as born witness, and the same word in verse 3, testified. So all of these various English translations, from testified to born witness to good report and bear record, are all translations of the same Greek word. And it just really goes to show how varied the Bible can be, with some Greek or Hebrew words that they can be translated as several different English words in several different ways. And of course, as we're searching the scriptures and trying to uncover what God has hid to discover truth, we are helped by all of these various usages, because our desire is to learn what is God saying, how does the Bible define this word or that word. And so as we look up a word like this, we jot down all these different usages, and with each usage, we learn something. It has relationship to testimony and bearing witness, and also to good report. Now, this same word is translated good report several times in the book of Hebrews in chapter 11. This will help us a good deal in understanding what God means that Demetrius hath a good report of all men, including the truth itself. It says in Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And faith is mentioned many times throughout this chapter. In fact, Hebrews 11 is known as the faith chapter in the Bible, because faith is used so many times in Hebrews chapter 11. And we find as we go through the chapter that it is a glorious chapter, detailing and recounting the exploits of God's people as God moved in their lives to perform these things. And we read of many faithful saints of God and the things that they were able to accomplish through faith. And yet we realize that faith here is a synonym for the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is by the faith of Christ, Galatians 2 verse 16 tells us, that a man is justified. That is, we are saved not by our faith, but by the faith of the Lord. And it is through his faith we obtain righteousness and we are viewed justly in the Lord's sight, in God's sight, not our own faith in any way. And of course, God has written the Bible, so that could easily be misinterpreted and misunderstood. And certainly many people have read a chapter like Hebrews 11, and they've read of the faith of Abraham and the faith of Moses, and through faith Sarah did this, and through faith Noah did that, and so on. And they've concluded that it was these people and their faith that brings this commendation and praise of God. But it's not. It is the faith of Christ. Just when reading this chapter, substitute the word Christ for the word faith, and you'll see how perfectly it fits. For instance, again in Hebrews 11 verse 1, where it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for," replace that with Christ. "Now Christ is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And it fits very well. Or in verse 7, "By faith Noah," replace that and say, "By Christ Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark." It was by the working, by the moving of Christ, of God's Spirit. Or by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place, and we just substitute Christ, "By Christ Abraham." Or in verse 24, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter." And how was it that Moses did have that wonderful sense of obedience to God? It was by Christ Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. It's always by Christ. The whole gospel is centered on the Lord Jesus Christ, and God's people did all of the glorious and wonderful acts of faithful obedience we read throughout the biblical history, throughout the biblical record of God's people's good deeds and the things that they did in response to God moving in them, and it was all by Christ. So again, Hebrews 11, 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report." By faith, or by Christ, the elders obtain a good report. And of course, it's only by Christ that we have a good report, that we're able to obtain that in the sight of God. You can do good works all day long, and if you don't have that intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, if he has not actually saved you, and if he does not know you that way, then you will not obtain a good report with God. It is by him that each one of the elect obtains that good report. And towards the end of Hebrews 11, this is confirmed after it says in verse 39, "And these all," and you know, it really is encouraging to read this chapter, and I would suggest it to anyone. This is one of the most wonderful chapters in the Bible, and it really would add a lot of weight to verse 39 statement if we had the time to read it, but we don't. And so after recounting all of these tremendous exploits of the people of God through the centuries, God sums it up in verse 39, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise. Through Christ, everyone who is one of God's children receives a good report. And yet, the ones that the Lord is talking about in this chapter receive not the promise, that is, the completion of the promise of God's salvation plan is a new resurrected body and dwelling in the new heaven and new earth that has not yet been completed or finished. That perfection of God's overall plan will come at the very end. But the people of God do receive that good report through faith, through the work of Christ on their behalf. And that helps us a lot when we're reading of Demetrius, or anyone that this is said of. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Now, Demetrius, I'm not sure what if he had any position of authority in the church or in the congregation, but if he did, then he would have at least had one of the qualifications that God speaks of. In 1 Timothy 3, in listing the qualifications for an elder and a deacon, the following that, God says in verse 6, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. And so Demetrius had a good report. What type of report did Diotrephes have with the elder John? What did John hear about Diotrephes, that he prated against them with malicious words and did not receive the brethren and forbiddeth them that would and casteth them out of the church? That's no good report. As Eli said of his sons, it is no good report that I hear of you, as they were actively going contrary to the commandments of God very publicly, and all the people despised the offering of Jehovah as a result. And so it is very important, especially during the church age, when individuals had positions of authority in the congregation, that they be men of good report. And Demetrius met that particular qualification, and he not only had good report of all, you know, that's something about a true believer that God works out in their lives. Of course, this is something that develops over time, but a true child of God, God helps them in having that outward witness or testimony to the unsaved people around them in their family or in their neighborhood or in their office where they work. They're being operated on by God himself, by his Spirit, and the Spirit of God is developing in them. And of course, anyone can be at a different point in this process, but God's Spirit is working in them, moving in them to will and to do of his good pleasure. And what is God's good pleasure but to bring forth the fruit of his Spirit? And that will result in that person eventually, and this is a process over time, but eventually it will result in that person being an example of the believer to those around him or her. And they will be kinder and gentler and considerate, and they will not be quickly falling into the sins maybe they had in the past and giving occasion to the enemy to blaspheme God as they probably have in the past, but they will be developing a good report of those around them, like Daniel, where Daniel certainly had enemies. He had quite a number of enemies amongst the presidents and the princes or the rulers of Babylon. They didn't want this Jew to be in such a high position of authority, even perhaps to be set over them. So they look for fault. They looked to see what they could find against Daniel. And, well, let's turn there and see what it says in the book of Daniel. It says in Daniel chapter 6, in verse 4, "Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Now that's a different matter. These men end up manipulating the king to pass a law that would condemn Daniel, because Daniel would continue to be faithful in going to God in prayer. But however, concerning the actual standard, the typical standard of the world's observance of what is right and wrong, Daniel could not be found to have fault. They searched, they looked at him closely, they were keeping an eye on him as best they could, and they realized, well, this man, to put it in modern terms, he doesn't drink, and he doesn't smoke, and he doesn't do drugs, and he doesn't curse, and he's not a thief, and how are we going to catch him in some wicked deed? How are we going to find fault or error in him? And this is how it is often with God's people, as God works in them to develop a good report. Even the enemies of God would recognize and admit, well, it's true concerning this individual. We can't find anything against him on the surface, but we'll keep looking. They certainly do. They normally try to find fault in other areas, as they did with Daniel. And that's how it was with Demetrius. He had good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, it goes on to say in verse 12, "And ye know that our record is true." The elder is saying of Demetrius that others have borne good report or testified concerning Demetrius that he is an upright man. The truth itself likewise bears this testimony concerning him, that is, that Demetrius is in line with the Word of God. He is not walking contrary to the Word of God. He's not straying from the Bible and only the Bible. He has not added or subtracted from the Word. And we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. It's interesting that the Apostle John, who wrote this epistle, in all probability has moved to say this, because we read something very similar in the Gospel of John. In John chapter 8, beginning in verse 12, it says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man." And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Now, likewise, we find that Demetrius has the truth bearing record for him, as we read in this verse, and the elder, as well as other believers, confirm that the testimony is true. And just as the law of God says, the testimony of two men is true. And so we could understand this, if we're to look at this spiritually, that the truth, which bears record of Demetrius, is pointing to Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And then the elder, John, who is writing as the elder here, moved by God, and the elder typifies the Father, is also bearing witness of Demetrius. And so we have the testimony of two persons of the Godhead concerning this man Demetrius. And Demetrius, I think, would be a figure of God's elect people that the Lord Jesus bears record of, and the Father bears record concerning his people, because it is God himself that has made Demetrius and all the elect true men. Well, now let's move on into verse 13 of 3 John, and I'll just read 13 and 14, and it says, I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee, but I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. Now, this is a very similar ending to 3 John as we had in 2 John. If you remember, in 2 John, verse 12, it said, having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. Well, when we get together in our next study, we'll look afresh at these verses in 3 John, verses 13 and 14, and see how it relates to that statement in 2 John that we just read.